Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life, Babe podcast. I am your host, Lydia Killian, and this is the podcast you come to if you want to shift your self-concept fast, you want to manifest everything you've ever wanted, and you want to get a life that you are absolutely obsessed with. This is my job. This is what I'm here to help you with, and I love doing it. Today's topic is something that I just want to address because I think we're all a little bit disillusioned by manifestation, and we think that it's going to be this really easy breezy, airy fairy process where we just wish upon a star and magically we wake up the next day and we feel 10-10. And you know, buzzwords like high vibe, you know, what's the other word? High frequency, I don't know, some bullshit like that. They'll kind of have you thinking that you need to be on cloud nine, everything rainbows, everything sunny all the time in order to manifest. And that's just not true. And in fact, I liken it to growing your hair out. And I know that sounds really stupid, but you know that awkward stage of growing your hair out where it's not quite a bob. Lads, I'm really sorry if you can't relate, but if you've grown your hair out, you will understand what I mean. You've cut your hair short and you want it back long. And there's a process that you need to go through in order to get to that end result. And it's awkward. You can't do anything with your hair. You find it really faffy. You feel a bit mingin' and ugly. Not that you are, but you know, it's just this awkward phase of the process. And manifestation can feel like that a lot of the time because there's a lot of growing pains that are involved with it. There's a lot of transitioning into a new identity, and that comes with purges, it comes with resistance. You know, when you are listening to sleep affirmations every single night, when you are affirming and you're scripting and you're visualizing and you're making this big change to your identity, this rock solid identity that you've had for so many years, that could be the broke girl identity, that I always get left, I'm never chosen, I'm the bubbly friend, we all know what that means, I've been there, I was 4 stone heavier a few years ago. I'm the girl it never works out for, why is it always me? You've had that identity ingrained in your system for so long, it's actually safe to the mind. The mind knows it. Even if being broke isn't nice, even if not having love isn't nice, it is safe to the brain. So when we are programming in this new identity, it's going to fight you back on it a little bit. And that is what I mean by the awkward stage of manifestation. There is going to be stages that feel uncomfortable. It's not always going to feel like a breeze. And that is okay. I do not know where we have been disillusioned by the fast-paced world, maybe because of McDonald's, maybe because of the internet, maybe because of Uber, maybe because we get everything with Amazon Prime next day delivery. Everything is so fast these days. It's like we can't cope with a little bit of discomfort. And that is why so many people give up with their manifestations, because they can't deal with that awkward growing stage of it. But that's the beautiful part of it. That is where your identity is going to be stretched. That's where it's going to be molded. That is where your manifestations are going to come flying in. And if you were to take on a new gym routine, and I always use this example, or I always like go back to gym routines because I feel like it's like a universal thing that we can all relate to. But if you went to the gym and, you know, you were building a bunda, you were building your booty, you would have to lift heavier weights than you were comfortable with in order for that to grow and in order to get what you want. Same if you were growing your biceps, you would have to lift heavier weights than what you are comfortable with. If you were just trying to lose weight and you wanted to get into fitness, you would have to do cardio and that would feel uncomfortable. You'd be panting for breath at the end of it. But that is what is needed in order to get the goal. And also that's what's going to make you better in the long run. Do you see what I'm saying with this? Are you clocking on? I don't know what I was going to say after that, but I'm not even editing that out. Listen, it's going to get a little bit awkward. It's going to get a little bit uncomfortable. There are going to be purges. There are going to be times throughout the manifestation process where maybe you're manifesting a car and it feels like you can't get it. Or maybe you're manifesting love and it feels like, oh my God, am I doing all this shit for no reason? No, you're not doing it for no reason. You have to trust in the process. You have to trust that this process is going to get you to the end result. Because quite frankly, what you have been doing up until now does not fucking work either. Has it worked yet? Has moaning about your circumstance worked? Has complaining and reacting about the 3D worked? Has sitting there and telling everybody how broke you are ever got you more money? Big fat no. So I think one thing we can really trust in is that the old way of doing things, or maybe the current way of doing things, is not working for you, honey. You have to trust the process. I was at an event last Friday, and it was the Des Hamilton Roadshow. Big shout out to Des, because he is just the greatest guy. We all had the most amazing day. It's a day that honestly changed my life. I get replies, DMs, all that kind of thing in this business, but it's all very online. It's not a physical representation of the feedback. So to actually see people in the audience, to be giving hugs to people that follow me, I could cry thinking about it. It really, really changed my life. Honestly, it was such a wonderful day, and I'm just so grateful to Des and Claire, his wife, for having me there. They are just the most amazing couple, and I will honestly be singing their praises till the end of time. And I cannot wait for the next roadshow already. Please stay tuned, because as soon as it's announced, best believe I'll be promoting it, and you can come down and join us as well. But one of the things I said on Friday was, the first day you go into the gym and you do an abs workout, you do not even expect to see abs the next day, and you don't see abs the next day. But once you've been doing that routine solidly for 3 months, you've paired it up with, you know, a good diet, and you're doing all the right things, and you're doing all the right steps of the process, you will see results. It will compound, it will build interest, and you will look back one day and you will see all the efforts of your hard work. Manifestation, changing your self-concept, changing your identity, changing your life is no different. Sometimes it feels like it's not working. Sometimes it's like, what are we doing this for? I am batshit crazy. What am I saying affirmations in the car for? Why am I listening to sleep tapes? Am I nuts? Am I crackers? Can I really do this? And the answer is yes, because those thought patterns are going to form by repetition. So the more you do it and the more you stay consistent with it, the more it's going to work. It just doesn't always feel like that. I remember I did a video as well a few years ago that popped off, and it was saying how you are always going to feel a little bit batshit crazy when it comes to manifestation. Even me, I am a veteran in the manifestation game. I've been teaching it for 9 years. I've been doing it for like 16 years. Even I still feel batshit crazy sometimes. I have to trust the awkward stage. I have to trust the awkward process when I'm scripting and this isn't my real life yet. When I'm listening to sleep affirmations and they're not true yet. When I'm saying affirmations and I'm like, this isn't real yet. I have to trust that. But because I have seen it over and over and over and over again in my life, and I mean over and over and over again, I have manifested some of the best fucking things on the planet. Like, I pinch myself sometimes. And every time I manifest something new and big or something I really want, I still pinch myself, even though I know the process works. But I still have to lean in on that trust and that faith of the universe and my subconscious mind. And I just know, above everything else, that this works. It works, it works, it works, it works. I don't know how and I don't know when, but this is gonna work. And that is what I always anchor back to when I am having a day. And I do get those days where I'm struggling within the process, where life hasn't shifted as fast as I've wanted, where I'm neglecting my nervous system regulation, where I just haven't quite frankly got a fucking life, babe. I will lean in on the fact that I really trust the process. And that this is temporary. This 3D is a reflection of my past thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Therefore, if I want to create something different, I have to do something different. I have to think differently and I have to believe differently. And that comes with this process. And I just feel like so many people give up because they can't deal with the discomfort. We have just created such a life of comfort. And it's a wonderful life. I love my soft life. I'm literally sat here on my cinema sofa right now and I can see my Mercedes parked outside. From me wanting comfort, those things both came from me wanting to be in comfort 24/7. I have a bubble bath every single day. And I mean every day. I'm a bath girly. I treat myself like a little princess every single day because I want to be comfortable. But the reality is, in order to get to that place you want to get to with manifestation, there are going to be some awkward stages and it is going to be a little bit discomfortable. It's going to be a little bit, oh God, I can't even speak now. It's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. sometimes, not all the time. And in fact, the more you do this and the more you stay consistent with it, and this is why if you are dipping your toes in and out with manifestation and you're dipping your toes in and out with the process, it can feel uncomfortable even more because you spend a few days listening to sleep affirmations or visualizing, affirming, then you don't see any changes. So then you go back to your old way of thinking and then you go and you dip in and out and you're going to get wishy-washy results. So you're going to be pissed off. Quite frankly, you can't get pissed off at the results you didn't get for the work you didn't put in. Consistency creates confidence with anything that you do. The more you do something, the better it gets. So the more consistent you are with this mindset process, and I have a podcast on the perfect manifestation routine. I have literally created a whole self-concept club and a two-week self-concept challenge, which I will link below, so that you can have a solid manifestation routine, so you can change your self-concept consistently. And I have taught you everything I know of how to do that. I've literally packaged it up and put it in a place. I've bottled this energy up, physically bottled my energy up and put it in that place so that you can change your self-concept. This is why, because that consistency is what's going to yield that result. And the more you are consistent with it, the easier it's going to get and the less awkwardness you are going to feel. So that's the first like little big sis rant of the podcast. In fact, it's probably the last. I don't feel like I need to rant at you much more, but that could change. That could very well change depending on what comes up for me as I'm in the flow state, as they say. But lean in on the fact that the process works and you have to trust it. You have to trust it. If you are struggling to trust it, go look at some success stories. Go to my Instagram. Go follow me on Instagram because I post the success stories there. Go on my web pages. Look at me, like listen to my podcast and listen to how I speak about my success stories and just trust that if it can happen for somebody else, it can happen for you. There is a science to this. It is a law. It's like gravity. It has to work. And that's another thing I lean in on when I am feeling a bit like I'm not seeing results straight away. I just remind myself, this has to happen. It's law. Once I have formed the assumption, like my reality has to change. That's how it works. It's law. It has to happen. And I've seen it happen so many times. Why would the universe stop there? Why would the universe make an exception for this one thing I'm trying to manifest? It wouldn't. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't have that judgmental factor in it. It's very photocopying of whatever's going on in my mind, whatever's going on in my self-concept. The universe will photocopy. So it's not going to stop there. I just need to program this in. I just need to impress my subconscious mind more. I just need to live, breathe, act like I already have this thing. And then it has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen. And I think blanket affirmations are really helpful in the awkward stages. Sometimes the awkward stage of manifestation, it can feel hard to really tell yourself specific. So I lean in on, I'm trusting the process. I know it works. My manifestation has to happen. I don't know how and I don't know when, but this will work out for me. It's law. Why would the universe stop here? It wouldn't. It wouldn't, it wouldn't, it wouldn't, it wouldn't. Everything I want is going to come to pass. And then the other things you want to check in with. If manifestation is feeling really hard and you're waking up and maybe you're having nightmares with the sleep affirmations, maybe you just feel this strong sense of resistance, you need to be regulating your nervous system every day anyway. But if you're not, that is why you feel so uncomfortable. The brain does not like change. The brain does not like you doing these new affirmations. But when we regulate the nervous system on top of this technique, on top of this visualization, on top of this scripting, on top of these sleep affirmations, on top of these affirmation rampages, you are teaching the brain that it is safe. You are teaching your body that it is safe. And so it's going to stop bringing up all these intrusive thoughts. It's going to stop spiraling because it doesn't need to fight against it. EFT is my absolute favorite way to regulate my nervous system. I do it every single fucking day without fail. Every single day without fail, I even had to swear in that sentence because I cannot stress how fast your manifestations will happen when you are regulating your nervous system. I've just explained to you why. I think EFT is one of those things where, or even meditation or breath work, it's like eating your greens. You know you need to do it, but you don't always want to do it. I mean, it's not the most appetizing thing on the plate, is it, you greens? So you're just like, oh God, I've got to eat my greens. But yeah, it's important and it's healthy for you. And in fact, for manifestation, nervous system regulation is a game changer. It honestly, shifted my manifestation so fast. When I took my own 2-week self-concept challenge, that is probably the biggest difference I did compared to what I used to do. I used to just rogue it out and try and change my self-concept. But the thing was, I hated myself that much. And I really did. I really, really, really did hate myself. And I know you're probably not going to believe me. I get it. It's fine. You lock into this professional yapper on a daily basis on TikTok, YouTube, podcasts. And you probably think, oh, she's always loved herself. No, honey. I have literally begged God on the bathroom floor to change me. Not change my life, change me. I remember getting into bed in 2000. When did I get cheated on? 2016. That says it all. 2017. And I remember physically speaking to myself out loud, crying, saying, I fucking hate you, Lydia. I hate you, Lydia. Why does it have to be this way? I hate you, Lydia. Which makes me so sad. So trust me, I know how it feels to be in a poor self-concept and a self-concept that is not your friend. That is the difference this time around. I made my nervous system know that this new self-concept was safe whilst I was learning to love myself. That is why I probably love it so much and why I find it so important. Because before I would just try and change, and my body and my brain would fight me back so much. Anxiety, just spiraling. It was like I just couldn't grasp this new self-concept, and nervous system regulation really, really helped me with that. So if you are not doing EFT or meditation or breathwork 2 to 3 times a day, that is a big reason why you're feeling uncomfortable in the process. And then the last one, which you should already be doing by now because it's the name of the podcast, so you know what's coming. But get a life. Oh my God. Do the manifestation routine, do the nervous system regulation, and then get out. I have literally walked to Aldi today because it is sunny. I mean, I make that sound like really, like it's not that far. It was probably an hour walk. Like by the time I walked there and walked back. But I just had to get outside and experience life today. I could not sit inside on my laptop all day when the sun is so pretty and the sky is so blue. I had to get out and get into life. Tonight I'm at boot camp. I'm with the girl gang. I'm doing 45 minutes. Do I feel like doing boot camp? I am knackered. I'm aching from yesterday's boot camp. But I want my evening to have fun in it. So I'm going to make sure I go to boot camp. I've planned Pilates for next week. It doesn't have to be anything social or gym related. You could read a book today. You could go for a stroll. You could colour for all I care. Start crocheting. I don't care what getting a life looks like to you. It is a real personal thing. It's not always going to look like going out and partying. But do things every day that feel fun. Even if it's just dancing around to your bad bitch playlist, putting the favourite playlist on in the car and dropping the manifestation podcast. Not this one. You keep those streams up for me. No, I'm joking. Turn me off. Put some music on. Blast it out. Sing to your heart's content. Feel like you are Mariah Carey. And start infusing fun into your days. I've got into that bad habit of doing the usual British complaint thing. Seasonal depression. Oh, life's so boring at the minute, isn't it? Life's just so boring. Nobody's doing anything. It's just that time of year. No, it's just your mental attitude. It's just my mental attitude. It's just how I'm thinking about it. If I'm telling myself nobody's doing anything, guess what? Nobody's going to want to do anything with me. If I'm telling myself life's boring, I'm not going to go out and do things, am I? So I've started scheduling my weekends again. I'm ready to get back into my party girl energy. I'm in summer mode. Like, I've started to really think, hang on, I'm sick of sitting on the sofa every weekend. I'm ready for fun. I'm ready to get a life. And that is going to make your manifestation process feel easier because you're not going to be sat inside wondering where your manifestation is. The reason why getting a fucking life works so well is because you are validating your own life without the manifestation. The manifestation is like Nanny McPhee. When you need it, oh no, that's the opposite. Okay, I was going off on a different tangent then. Because when you need her, she's there. But when you want her, she's not. And I think manifestation is the opposite. Anyway, forget that tangent. When you need the manifestation to validate you, you can tell I've been on a walk and all my energy is hyped up. When you need the manifestation to validate you, you're honestly not going to see it for a long time. When you are waiting for that external thing to validate you, it's honestly going to take forever to come. That is kind of the price you pay with the universe. When you need it and you're desperate for it, you kind of choke it. You choke the energy and you push it away and you just create that ickiness. That it's just not a nice feeling. When you are living in the state of fun, when you are bringing purpose for your life and you are getting alive, you are letting that energy breathe. You are in the path of least resistance and you are validating your own life. You are saying, my life is too important to be sat there looking out the window for this manifestation to arrive. I am putting the importance on my life now. I am choosing my happiness now. And that honestly creates the biggest space for all of your manifestations to fly in, because you can't be having fun and worrying about the manifestation at the same time. So the more things you can do to have fun, the faster your manifestations will fly in. Thank you for listening to me today. Like I said, the 2-week self-concept challenge is linked down below. It has honestly changed so many people's lives now. It is my pride and joy, and I would love to help you as well. We do voice note coaching in there. I've added some exclusive sleep affirmations in there today. So it's really a one-stop shop for all of your self-concept and manifestation purposes. It's the place you go to really level up and change your fucking life, because I did it and I teach you all how to do it. It's my mission in this life to teach you your worth and for you to create a life that reflects that and help you manifest anything you want. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Mwah.